Continue with the Siddur Snippets series. A reminder, if you're enjoying Siddur Snippets, please join our global community. Express your appreciation, brsonline.org/global. We've been explaining the expression, HaMechadesh B'tuva B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Hashem is Mechadesh, He renews. Each day, He recreates, He reenacts, or He brings the world, He extends the contract for yet another day, B'chol Yom, each and every day. Tomid, consistently, continuously, Ma'aseh Bereishis, He repeats the order and the cycle of the creation of the world. We mentioned last time that there is no Metzias in the world other than Hashem. And that's why we quoted the Baal HaTanya that Hashem has to continue to will the existence of creation. Put a little bit differently by Sefer Acher Shalom explains, when a human being creates, you go to Home Depot, you go to Lowe's, you pick up the materials, you get the ingredients, you mix them together and you create. Even the greatest creation that we know, that we're familiar with, the closest we can come to imitating Hashem is not creation, but procreation. Is bringing a child into the world if Hashem blesses us. And even there, He provides the materials. He's the one who provides the ingredients, and He's the one who enables its success. So all that we create, once we've created it, now it's in existence. We no longer have to remain or retain that relationship with it. It will continue to exist once we've established it. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all that exists, He's the entire Metzius of the whole world. He's Metzamtim Himself, He withdraws, He constricts in order to make room and space for what we call existence, the world, the universe, and everyone and everything in it. And so since in truth He's all that exists, in order for anything else to give us the illusion it exists, He needs to continue to keep a connection and to maintain a relationship. And that's what we mean, HaMechadesh B'tuva B'chol Yom. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh each day. Now why don't we say He's Mechadesh Korega? Really, He is renewing, really He is retaining a relationship every moment. If He would cease to think about us, if we would stop being part of His imagination, we, the image of us, would stop. So why doesn't it say Mechadesh B'tuvo B'chorega? That with His kindness, He renews the world every moment, at every moment. It's a very interesting insight by Rabbi Eliezer Ashkenazi. He writes, "B'chol yom v'yom achzik Hashem ma'oras kol ma'shenever ba'osa yom misheshes shemei breishes u'b'shabbes shavas." Kadosh Baruch Hu each day of the week reenacts and extends the contract of that which He created corresponding on that day of the week at the original creation. So Sunday He renews His relationship with all that He created on Yom Rishon. Monday He extends for another week all He had created on Yom Sheni. And when He gets to Shabbos, He rests. Shashem Yisborach gam Shavus la'olam b'chol Shabbos. Uvizeh tovin anusach asher sodr b'tfila mechadesh b'tuvah b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis, He writes. V'hotzi zeh ma'aseh nemar le'oseh orem gdolim. Chaim V'loshner writes similarly in the Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, that we don't say she'oseh orem gdolim, that He made, He fashioned, part of history, in the past. He created, He set it in motion, He moved on, and we don't necessarily know. So unlike all the other creation that man does, whoever built this building, the architect, we happen to know, but the contractor, they built the building, they moved on. You can own a painting or a sculpture, and you don't know the artist. You can buy a book, and you don't know the author. The other forms of human creation, there's not necessarily a relationship. Because Baruch Hu is the creator, there's always an ongoing relationship, because it's not complete. It's not static, it's not set in motion, but it's an ongoing relationship. So it's not she'asa orim gdolim, says the Nefesh HaChaim, it's le'ose orim gdolim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is ose. He is in the present tense, still making, still creating, still fashioning. So based on this, he says, that's why it says mechadesh b'chol yom. Since each day of the week he renews what he had created originally on that day of the week, it's not b'chol rega each moment, but it's mechadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom. What does it mean? What does it mean? B'tuvo, with His goodness, with His goodness. So we mentioned last night, there's two ways to understand. A mechadesh b'tuvo could mean God's goodness, His magnanimity, His generosity is what drives Him to recreate the world. Or it could mean that He recreates the world and it's filled b'tuvo with His goodness. Both are explanations and both are very meaningful. But what it means, b'tuvo, that it comes from His tov, really goes back to a very fundamental question, which we don't have time for because we're almost at our 6-minute deadline. But the question of why did God create the world to begin with? Before you consider why He recreates the world, why does He renew the contract, why does He extend it, before you arrive at that question, you have to consider why did He create the world to begin with? So I'll leave you with this question. Had the world not been created, nobody would have missed it. Nobody would have been here to know what didn't happen. So why did He do it? He's omnipotent, He's infinite, He's all-knowing, He's all-capable, and He has no needs. By definition, by being infinite, He has no needs. So you can't answer the question, whatever the question, whatever your answer is going to be, it cannot include the words He needed. Because He didn't need. And so on, but God has no needs, He's infinite. So why did He create the world? Why are we here? Why did He create everything in it? And only when we consider that can we understand what the word